الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كرير المسلمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. It is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him, I seek His assistance, and I seek His guidance, and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge for Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah, who sent down upon us His book most clear, and later revealed in the last ayat, "This day I have completed for you your way of life, and completed my blessings and my favor upon you, and chose al-Islam as your way of life." All praise due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers, and has made it an obligation to remain united, and has made it forbidden to become separated in His clear book. I advise myself first. As well as you to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عليها kulli lahi lil mashriku wal maghribu yahdi min yahsha'u ila siratil mustaqim. Sadaqallahu al-Din. Expression is as follows. I seek refuge of Allah against the shaitan and reject it. The weak-minded people among you, subhanAllah, the weak-minded among people will say, what has turned them away from the direction of prayer which they have previously observed? Say, God is the east and the west. He guides whom he wills unto the straight way. And that is the second surah, Al-Baqarah, ayat 141. We say, surely Allah speaks the truth. So the khutbah title today, inshallah, is Turned to what Allah guides us to. Turned to what Allah guides us to. Reported hadith from narrated by Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu, he said, on the night of Allah's apostles was taken on a night journey, two cups, one containing wine and the other containing milk, were presented to him at Jerusalem. He looked at it and took a cup of milk. And Jibril said, praise be to Allah who guided you to the El-Fitr, the right path. And if you had taken the wine, your nation would have gone astray. So as we always begin, we praise Allah, highly glorified is He. We thank Him for everything and anything that happens for us is, of course, by His grace and by His mercy. And again, I'm glad to be back. I've been out of town for a while now, and I've definitely missed being home. And when I was trying to get my thoughts together for this presentation, it wasn't easy. I had a lot on my mind, a lot that I was trying to grasp. So I had many thoughts come through my mind. And for those that don't know, I went to D.C. for the time to be grateful. I spent the weekend there, and which, for me, put a kind of wind beneath my sails. To be around the community from all over the country, we really had that old-fashioned convention feel, and I saw quite a few believers that I've known since I've come into the community. And actually, most of them were there the day I stood up at Masjid al-Rahman and took my shahada. So I go all the way back with them. I bring this up because I thought about how Allah has guided those who He wished to guide. We all are connected because we've been guided by Allah. And without Allah's guidance, there is no guidance. And I was in the reading today in Surah 18, Surah Kaf. And then I was honored, after the trip in D.C. was over with, I was honored to be among a Muslim leaders delegation, African-American, Bilalian, to fly to Israel. And we went there to observe, had dialogue. We spoke to Israelis. We spoke to Palestinians. We went into the West Bank. We went from all the way to the border of Lebanon. We went all over. I mean, literally all over. And we were able to talk. We were able to see things. We were able to ask questions. And it's a way I've been putting in when somebody asked me, well, what did you go do? I went to find out for myself. And that was the blessing. And while he was there, Imam Talib Sharif from Washington, he made a comment about what really kind of stuck with me. So with Allah's guidance, I went straight to the Quran, and I chose this ayat for today. And before I go into that, there's a reporting narrated by Abu Dalla, Rayulanhu, and it says, I said, O Allah's possible, which mosque was built first on the surface of the earth? And he said, Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca. And he said, well, which one was built next? And he replied, the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. I said, what was the period of construction between the two? And he said, 40 years. And he added, wherever You may be in the prayer time comes due, perform the prayer there, for that's the best thing to do. So there's a lot in that 40 years. But for us as Muslims, first we pray toward the mosque in Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa. And I was able to attend Jummah there last Friday. And it is the third most important site for us as Muslims. It is a place where our prayers receive 5,000 more blessings, making it there. And so why is this site so important to us? It's right next to the Masjid. The Masjid is right next to the Dome of the Rock, and I was able to go there. Also, I made Salat. I saw the rock. And we know that that's where the ascension of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place. But it is also what we can consider the land of the prophets. It is, the land is sacred to us because it is what connects us to each other as people of the book. It is called the Holy Land. There is the place that we all come together. So Imam Talib made the comment. He said, this connects us. Jerusalem connects us as a people of faith, and the Kaaba connects us as people of humanity. Now for us, Jerusalem, though very, very important, is not where we turn to pray anymore. And it's not the number one place of importance to us to be able to go. And I'm not saying that to minimize it. I'm just saying the simple facts. And to get us to see where I was guided to use this ayat, and really the next ayat that comes right behind it, inshallah, most likely be next week, Allahu Alam. And when we're in the month of Ramadan, the first day is always something. Think about that first day of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. You know, you knew it was about time to fast. You got mentally as ready as you can get. You got physically as ready as you can get. But that first day comes and goes, and all you could think is, I survived. Now the second day comes. And when the second day comes, that in the evening, because it starts at Maghrib, when the second day comes, if you read at night, if you read in the morning, whatever you read, the second day comes and you open up the Quran and you begin reading on the second day. And this is what Allah says to you. The weak-minded among people will say, what has turned them away from the direction of prayer, which they had previously observed. Now, the history tells us from another reporting that by Ibn Umar, who he said, while some people were offering the morning prayer, a man came to them and said a Quranic order had been revealed to Allah's apostle tonight and that we should face the Kaaba. So you should too turn your faces toward it. And at the moment, their faces turned toward, that were facing, and it was, it's called, it's called Sham, then Jerusalem, they turned that and faced Mecca, the Kaaba. So our Qibla was Jerusalem. And then the revelation came to turn us toward Mecca. Now, for us as individual persons, when you became a Muslim, when we became a Muslim, and you started to learn about Al-Islam, there was someone or somebodies that wanted to know, what were you doing? Why did you turn away from what you grew up being? What causes you to turn away from what you've known all this time? And yes, there may have been those who were glad you turned yourself around in a new direction and you needed to get yourself in a better place. But for some, they were offended. They couldn't believe you had did this. Some thought differently of this move. It was the same thing when the Muslims turned away from one place and turned to Mecca. Allah says that of those who question what Allah has ordained to be done, and he's calling them sufaha'u. It means to be foolish, weak-minded. It means to be ignorant. Anyone who questions Allah in this type of incident is someone who is foolish. But this order did not just make those who watched it, as I come to close in the first part, this wasn't for those who watched the move. No, it was Muslims who also questioned this. Because the outside pressure from those not Muslims that kept asking them and kept wondering and kept putting the pressure on them to want to see that to see us continue to pray in that direction. Go back to what you used to do. Continue to be with us. See, the pressure that he got from those the people of the book at that time wasn't because they felt like, oh, he's gotten a command from Allah. We're happy about that. No, they wanted them to continue to be with them for their own reasons. And some Muslims weren't strong enough not to have some doubts. See, for about a year and a half after going to Medina, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prayed in that direction. But Allah knew his heart. Allah knew he was yearning for Mecca, yearning for home. And he also knows what's best. And so now turn towards the Kaaba. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. Turn to what Allah guides us to. So now I brought up the second day of Ramadan. How many after one day did not continue? How many tried that first day and it was so rough, so hard, so whatever they had to go through, they didn't make it to the next day? When you have decided to do something so significant that it is life-changing, Allah is telling us that there will be some who will question what you are doing. Question why you're doing that, but most importantly, we will have our own questions as well. That second day begins with this ayah. And in my opinion, to bring us to understand that turning your life into another direction is part of this. It's part of what you're doing. When we decide to go in another direction, it causes things. And when Allah says, and what has turned them away? Wallahum. This means turned. But it also means to be close. It means to be near. It means to follow. What has caused them to follow something new? Something different. Allah has caused them to follow. Allah has caused us to follow. He guides whom he wills. See, sometimes in our lives, we have to realize that we have to turn away from things that we hold dear to. Something that has been in our lives and we find in them to have some meaning to us. But when it comes to faith in God, we have to follow what God has ordered. And this wallahum, being in the second form of Imam Qasim, He defines it like this. He says, the second form is having an intense attitude which causes him to be estimated strong. So this is no small thing. Turning away from Jerusalem was no small thing. Openly declaring that we're Muslims is no small thing. Not only when you have a family of another faith, you got a whole family full of another faith, or you're in a country run by another faith, for you to be strong enough means you have to have the intensity and the attitude to withstand what is going to come your way. You could be a Muslim for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, and someone will still question you on why you did it. This is the nature of those type of people. But it is also in the nature of people of faith to be able to handle that. When someone turns away from the direction they were once in, the Qibla Tihimu, the direction they once were in. See, sometimes we get kind of used to a certain meaning. And we think of Qibla, and all we think is direction. That's all we think. And that's fine. But this word also means to accept. It means to accept. It means we have to accept that this is best. The law says change and do this. We have to accept that. That's a new direction for us. That's a new Qibla. Allah does not do anything that is not in the best interest of his servants. Our Qibla is not just a direction. It is our accepting that, yes, we are people of faith. That's the connection to Jerusalem. Yes, we are people of faith, but now we are also people of humanity. We are also people of humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not sent to be a mercy just to people of faith. He was sent to humanity, a mercy to the citizens of all knowledge. The Quran was sent to be for all of humanity. It is God, is not just for Muslims. Yes, it's our book. We claim it. We adhere to it. But we also accept the other revelations as well. And we accept this as a final revelation. But it's not just for us. We have to accept the life in this book, in the Quran, for the whole of humanity. You know, Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said that the Qibla is the central place for you to focus on your direction in your life. Al-Islam is a direction for our life. The Kaaba is a direction for us to realize that we're part of a bigger picture. We're part of the puzzle. Improving this world is the direction of our life. The connection we have in one place is to begin the journey to another. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went there to connect with other prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we make no distinction between them. We accept them. And inside of that ascension is the understanding that we can develop what each prophet has inside of us. The completion of that development is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why he led them in salat. They accepted the progression in the prophets, just like the progression that's in each of us in our own lives. But we have to come to that common faith, that common understanding. Yes, there's no doubt that it was a very eye-opening experience. Something that was going to take weeks, months for me really to come to terms with. But one thing I can say now is that there is a connection for people of faith there. There's no doubt about it. And yes, there is a conflict there. But the conflict, in my estimation, and what I've seen, what I heard, is not just against each other. The conflict is inside of each other. See, a lot of times we get mad at somebody, but we really mad at ourselves, so we take it out on somebody else. When you have the right direction, when you have accepted what God has, then that will be the time to turn to the human side of things. Yes, and we all get into that, my faith is the best corner. We all paint ourselves into that corner, that as well as my way is the best way, and that's just the bottom line. But that should not make us diminish other faiths. This is why when asked what turned you away, why did you change? Muhammad was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, God's is the East and the West. Listen, we get too much into what we think is ours. It belongs to Allah. It belongs to Allah. This is the key. We can learn to accept that if in the middle of what we think we believe is right, and then right in the middle of, right in the core of what we believe is right, can we turn in another direction and do the same things? Are we strong enough to do that? This is what we're being conditioned to do by Allah. That we have to accept that it is His decisions that we have to accept. Once we leave North America, we do not line up northeast anymore for the time for Salat. We line up whichever way points us in the direction of the Kaaba. And Abu Hurairah, he reported that the Prophet, the peace and blessings be upon him, said, whatever is between the east and the west is the direction of prayer. So now we have Allah's is the east and the west, and whatever is between the east and the west is the direction of the prayer. So the actual direction we pray is not the point. It is the matter that we have accepted Allah is the one we are praying to. And that we come together as humanity in that prayer. The East, Mashriku, and the West, It's in the ayat, it's well, Mahribu. One means to rise. One means to rise. And the other means to set. God's is the east and the west. And whatever is between the rising and the setting is all God's, not ours. All right, there's so much in that. But I can't get to that for the time. I have to let that go. That's why we have to keep these Talims, get these Talims running. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the Quran, Ibrahim said, indeed, Allah brings up the sun from the east, so bring it up from the west. So the disbeliever was overwhelmed. And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. What was done here was the dawning of our intellect. The dawning of our intellect is a symbol of the rising in the east. Our intelligence is based on the acceptance. Knowledge is learning something. But you can have all the knowledge right in front of you and still not accept it. This is why Allah told the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to say God's is the east and the west. Ignorance is not accepting something. Changing our direction in what our life stands for by following what God has told us is acceptance that some cannot do. And some cannot understand. When we were at Masjid al-Aqsa, we were facing the Kaaba. Now remember, there weren't no buildings there before. They put, let's not get caught up in the walls. Don't let the walls hem us in. The world is the masjid. They built the walls on the area afterwards and faced it not toward where the ascension came from. It's actually, the rock is behind you. The Kaaba is in front of you. It goes away from the rock. It's faith to humanity. Allah says, and he guides whom he wills. He guides those who are willing to accept his guidance. That's the free will. That's the free will. Some have been given guidance, but they could not accept it. It was something in them that wasn't settled to accept it. They weren't ready to accept it. But it's not a small thing to be guided by the Lord and sustainer of the whole thing. The whole thing. The systems of knowledge. The whole of humanity. The creation. The whole of everything. El Hadi. My favorite attribute. The best of guides. Allah is the one who, if he does not guide you, then you live spinning your wheels. And if you are guided and do not accept it and do not do anything with it, then again, you're spinning your wheels. This is not just any type of guidance. This is guidance that comes with kindness. It's in the meaning. The guidance that comes with kindness. Allah says, and shown him, it's 90:10, and shown him the two highways. And also Allah says, and that those who strive in our cause, we will surely guide them to our ways. This is not just give me directions to the gas station type guidance. No, this is the best guidance for the success of humanity, for the success of your life. And it starts with faith. It starts with faith. But what is faith without works? What is faith without works? You don't just stop at faith. And what has turned them away from the direction of prayer which they have previously observed? So turn away from the place and put your attention on the bigger picture. Yes, be a people of faith, but be a people that takes their faith to benefit humanity. The prophet, the presbyter, peace be upon him, he's reported to have said, the best among people are those who are what? Most beneficial to society. If we all have connections to Jerusalem, then we have to be able to move from there with the objective of benefiting humanity, even if it's in Jerusalem, even if it's there. We all should be connected to benefit humanity. And I mentioned that going to the time to be grateful put the winds in my sails. We're going there, going on that trip, and being able to make the Salat, different Salats and Juma, all that, seeing all the different massages. We went all through the country, seeing different massages, praying at different massages. I don't even know where I'm at spiritually. I just know I'm up there. But I'm grounded. because I come from this community. Now I did get me one of the head coverings with the bands. You know, I've been wanting one of them for years. But you know, I said I ain't gonna walk in Juma like that. I said they've been ramming me up out of there like that. Allahu Akbar. High in a spiritual way, because it hasn't really sunk in, and I'm so thankful to Allah. I'm so thankful to this community that I'm thankful for the opportunity, and I'm thankful to be able to represent us. And I'm thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance. Allah guides who to his way, to this way. Right? The straight way in the Sirat al-Mustaqim in the ayah. Allah was not unguiding for our connection to other faiths. He wanted us to be connected. He made sure we see the connection. He didn't just say in the Quran, we accept this. He said, now not only that, I'm going to show you a connection. By having the ascension, I'm going to make sure you know that you all are connected. His traveling up into the heavens, again, for us, is a traveling and a development of ourselves, ourself, our souls. The Sirat is a path that is even. And Kamad means to stand up. It means to rise. We're being guided to rise straight up in our own natures. The Sirat al-Mustaqim is wide enough for our growing pains. It is wide enough for our mistakes. It is wide enough to become more of that complete person that we're being guided to be. Allah is the best of guides. Does not guide just anyone to this path. That's very crucial. Everybody don't get guided by Allah. Excuse my English. I don't know if that even sounded right, but don't. Everybody doesn't get that guidance. We have to understand that. He does not let anyone come to his path. And here's a quote about guidance. It says this. Your automatic guidance system cannot guide you when you're standing still. Your automatic guidance system cannot guide you when you're just standing still. See, we're supposed to move on this path. The path we have been guided to begins with our acceptance of the fact that we have to change our directions that we were used to going. But we have to move to do it. You can't make a right turn, left turn, or U-turn without making a movement. We have to move on the path that God has guided us to. The path that leads to Allah is the path that we have to change our direction to. We do not worship the Kaaba. It is a place where all of humanity puts their focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is He. That is the guidance for us. To place our whole self on the path to Allah. And I'll end with this. On the night of the apostles was taken on the journey, there were two cups, one containing wine and one containing milk, that was presented to him while he was in Jerusalem. And he took the cup of milk. And Jibril said, praise be to Allah who guided you to Al-Fitr, to the right path. And if you had taken the cup of wine, your nation would have gone astray. The Prophet, the prayers and peace be upon him, chose milk so we could not be astray. There's nothing crooked in the guidance that we received. Our community has been guided to the right path, the path of humanity. We worship the Lord of the house, the Lord of humanity, Lord of the systems of knowledge. It would be the weak-minded who would question why we have turned away what we have done before. And how many of them had to come back to you years later and say, oh, I see you did the right thing. I've had it happen. People thought I was straight crazy, thought I was being manipulated, thought this, that, and the other. And had to say, I see you did the best thing for you. It is because the East and the West belongs to Allah. And some people can only see a block. You know, I always get caught saying these rappers, but Will Smith had a lyric. He said, you all are talking blocks, I'm talking hemispheres. We just can't see a block. We can't just see a building. We can't just see a town. We have to see the whole world in the scheme of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants done. It is Allah that has guided us, but we have accepted what Allah has guided. We have accepted Allah has all the power and is the best of guides. And when they ask us what has turned us away, we can say we have accepted what Allah has guided us to. and turn to what Allah guides to. Now, inshallah, have given us the benefit of the day, which all praise due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'ul 'alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing and all knowing. Ameen. I got it quick.